Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there isn't a war going on about Christmas or about Christmas season. But there are always skirmishes about the season and about the public displays of any kind of Christmas-themed material. But there's also an answer to that from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They've issued a new paper, which is actually amusing. Is it amusing or deeply threatening? It is a paper called Heathen's Greetings. It is the work of the co-president, I believe is her title, Annie Laurie Gaylor. She and her husband, Dan Barker, are people who have highlighted the actually burgeoning presence of the Freedom From Religion Foundation with solstice displays across the country so far. Dan Barker, let me wish you, at the risk of offending you, solstice salutations. How's that?
That's perfect. That's very nice. I don't hear that very often. We usually get happy holidays or Merry Christmas, you name it.
Right. But solstice, again, I don't think anybody objects to the solstice. If you had, right now it seems that this year, having followed your work for years and years, and I know you're based in Wisconsin, right?
That's right, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, of course. I mean, where else in Wisconsin would you be other than Madison, the state capital and the home of the University of Wisconsin? But
yeah.
It seems like you are a little bit more focused this year on spreading solstice displays and this alternative, which is fairly ingenious, to a manger scene that you've created with a Statue of Liberty and our founding fathers kneeling at a cradle, but it's not a cradle in a manger, it's a cradle of the Bill of Rights, right?
Yeah, and I think this year we're actually doing a lot less than in the past, but there's a few dozen of these that have gone up, and it's because December the 15th is the anniversary of the adoption of the Bill of Rights, and that's a very important date to our country, and it happens to fall close to the winter solstice. So during the month of December, if there is a religious display on public property, and only if, because we're not going out of our ways to try to put up our signs, we will then counter it with a good secular display honoring a very good date in the month of December, December the 15th. And so we had that. Well, you saw that we have a number of the displays of the founding fathers looking adoringly at the birth of the Bill of Rights. And that got the governor of Texas so angry in 2016, he ordered it removed from the Texas state capitol. And we have sued him, and we're winning the lawsuit. We're just waiting for a final victory on that.
Where was it being displayed at the state capitol?
It's being displayed in the lower rotunda across from where the nativity scene was being displayed. And so our members in Texas, including a state legislator who said, you know, this is a public forum. If religion is going to have a place to represent December 25th, there should be also room for the views of the tens of millions of Americans who are not religious, who find other reasons to celebrate the month of December.
Okay, the question I would have for you, there's a piece in Fox News, which I'm sure you've seen. The headline is, angry residents push back against atheist group's call for town to move nativity scene. This is Bucksport, Maine. And in Bucksport, Maine, first of all, have you ever been to Bucksport, Maine?
I never have. I've only been to the state once.
Oh, okay. Well, Maine is a beautiful, beautiful state. I can't say I've been to Bucksport, but they've had a nativity scene for 75 years. And they have actually been forced to take down the long-standing nativity display after a complaint from you, from the Freedom From Religion main chapter. What's the point of getting people angry over taking down a nativity scene that's been there for 75 years, which is even older than you or me, right?
Well, the length of a violation has nothing to do with the violation itself, although I think some members of the Supreme Court would disagree with me on that. But many of us who are not Christian, when we see a nativity scene, we see it, Christians won't see it this way, but we see it as an insult to human nature, that we were all born corrupt sinners who are in need of a Savior, and this baby's going to grow up to be this Lord that we must bow down to, and if we don't, we're going to suffer forever. We see that as a deliberate insult to the human race. We think churches and families have every freedom to display that view. I mean, this is a free country, but if it's on public property that's owned by all of us, they could either do one of two things. They can either change their policy to disallow such displays or make it a public forum, in which case the nativity scene stays, but so do other scenes, like ours can also stay as well, in which case there's room at the inn for all points of view.
So why Bucksport, Maine, was unwilling to allow your little display of the Statue of Liberty at Alexander Hamilton and Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson? They were unwilling to show that on other public property?
Well, that's as much as I understand from the back end of the story, that rather than accommodate a public forum for all points of view, they would change the policy. And really, changing the policy should not be a problem. The Christians in that town can still display it. In fact, many times when we successfully remove a nativity scene from a city hall, for example, they move it to a more prominent location, like in a church corner that's more visible, and they put lights on it. And so the Christians can have what they want. We should all be inclusive and allow everybody in this country to display their views. But to put it on public property, especially exclusively, that is, well, by definition, to exclude is to exclude those of us who don't follow those religious views. So it's a good thing that it's not like they've demolished it. It's not like our chapter has gone in and ripped it out. It's been moved to a more appropriate and maybe even a more precious location.
Okay, again, not ever having been to Bucksport, Maine, I can't really speak to that, but I can speak to this. Is we covered on the show yesterday a new article that predicts, and these predictions have been floating around for a while, that by the year 2070, at the very latest, Christians would become a minority in the United States, and it's not because of the arrival of other religiously committed people, it's because of the growth of what is called the nuns. People such as yourself, who, though you advance in your view a code of morality and decency, etc., you have no connection with religious life per se. In what ways would America be improved if all of a sudden there was a minority of religiously faithful people?
Well, first of all, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with diversity and inclusivity, and what's wrong with celebrating differences and allowing? And, you know, though Christians, especially the white Christian right, are used to having this privilege of being the dominant culture. And many of them don't like the fact that they're going to lose that privilege, that others out there are going to be sharing the table with them. So we're not trying to tear down the table. And in fact, this is bottom up. It's not our group that's causing this to happen. It's that human beings are basically gradually, kind of like what happened in Europe, growing up and growing out of the Christian mindset. I used to be a Christian minister. I used to believe all of that. I believed in the virgin birth and Christmas and the talking snake and the angels. And I thought about it, and I rashly came to the conclusion it doesn't make sense. There's a better way to live a more moral,
okay,
more
I want to return to the question
life.
I asked. In terms of a community, in terms of a country, in terms of the way families conduct themselves, would it really be better for the country if more people left religious faith? We will be right back with Dan Barker of the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful.
For the Freedom From Religion Foundation, it is the most wonderful time of the year. They have a piece written by Annie Laurie Gaylor, who is the co-president of the foundation, called Heathen's Greetings, The True Meaning of the Season. And it actually goes back to some of the pagan rituals, particularly the Roman tradition of Saturnalia. The most wonderful time of the year for Dan Barker, the head of co-head of Freedom From Religion Foundation. That's what we're exploring. And I just want to go back to this question about, I know, Dan, that you're a patriotic American. You love the country. How would the country benefit from the more empty churches, more empty pews, more abandoned synagogues? You believe that it is, because that would make us free from religion. In what sense would we be more free?
Well, we already are benefiting, much in the same way that Europe. You know, look, Europe has these beautiful, gorgeous, empty cathedrals over there that are visited by more tourists. In fact, we visit a lot of them ourselves for the beauty of it. But, ask the tens of millions of non-religious Americans in this country right now who enjoy not just this time of year, but enjoy community. We're social, tribal, communal animals. We don't need church to find that community, to find ways to be charitable, to find ways to be sociable. Annie Laurie and I are quarantining because we finally just tested for COVID. And in the last 2 days, community and family members have come over to our house and brought us some hot meals and well-wishing. And we non-believers don't feel like we lack from anything. In fact, we think the time and money and energy spent supporting churches is a bit of a drag on society and even on the economy, where we think, you know, a lot of ministers are good people and they're smart, but a lot of them are just, it's just a living for them. So you don't judge a truth question with a pragmatic question. If it's true, it's true. If it's not true, it's not. And many people are realizing religious beliefs are simply not true. And there are better ways to have wonderful, to live in this wonderful time of the year rather than believing in some ghost in the sky or some virgin who got pregnant or some talking snake or, you know what I mean? That's mythology for other people. And I think the country would actually be better off if it was more diverse and more tolerant and religion was less influential.
When you see a Christmas card or a solstice card that has a picture on it of, say, a historic white-painted church in New England in this snowy time of year, does the image of that church on a town green in, say, New Hampshire, Vermont, does that upset you, discomfort you in any way as a former Christian pastor yourself?
Not at all. It does make me feel some connection back to that time, you know, when I was a younger person. But it would be the same as looking at Islamic architecture. We just visited the Alhambra in Spain a few months ago, and I marveled at the beauty, at the human yearning, at the, you know, all of that artwork. I'm not Muslim. I don't believe in the teachings of Islam, but I admire that human expression that went into creating that art. And so when I see a card like that, I would feel much the same. Isn't that beautiful? Look what some human beings did. I don't believe in those, you know, Christian stories, but I have to applaud the talent, and I have to identify with the human yearning, even though I disagree with those people who sit in that church. They are yearning for something to improve their lives and to rise up and above. They don't need religion, but if that's what they feel, I'm not going to barge into that church and drag them out of the pew. This is a free country.
Okay, but the White House is a house for all Americans. It is a public house, very much a public place. There's a bit of news that I just found out this morning that I personally celebrate. Today is the second day of Hanukkah. And the White House, for the first time, has added a menorah, a candelabrum that you light on the Hanukkah holiday, to the White House collection. It features wood salvaged from the White House during a rebuilding process back in the 1950s. It's been specially designed. The first president we had who presided over a Hanukkah candle lighting was Bill Clinton. And then George Bush actually was the first president to do that in the White House, though George Bush, in respect for Jewish religious faith, had a young boy whose dad was away fighting in Afghanistan at the time, had a young boy lighting the menorah in the White House. Does that violate principles of the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the way that a nativity scene in the White House would, at which they've also had?
Well, whether it does or doesn't, and a lot of that hinges on the legal question of what if, and in context and purpose and all that. Whether it does or doesn't, there's no difference between the nativity scene and the menorah or some Muslim or some atheist or satanic image. If the government is doing it, we would complain if it were unconstitutional, if it were a governmental endorsement, governmental funds going to it, and especially if it were exclusive. If it were not an open forum where we could also come in as non-believers and have some kind of expression with the same kind of honor. I know a lot of Jews who love that kind of thing. There's a menorah at the Wisconsin Capitol, but I know an awful lot of Jews who hate it. They're embarrassed that the government is putting their precious religious symbol into a secular setting. They think, and I agree with them, that when religion and government mix, they both get dirty. That religion is a matter of the private heart. And, of course, the government can sometimes accommodate and acknowledge, as long as the government is not
What about the fact that for years, and again, I've been privileged to be invited, I've been invited three times and attended twice White House Hanukkah parties. And they have a White House Hanukkah party. They have a White House Christmas party. It's a very, very big deal. And it's, by the way, it's a glorious time to visit the White House. Would you demand a White House solstice party?
Well, we could request it. You know, I mean, why should there not be a solstice party that represents the views of many, many more Americans who are non-religious than are Jewish?
I really don't think there are many people who are celebrating solstice. Now, I know you're trying to promote the alternative, and all I can do is wish you joys of the season, a season of peace on earth to men of goodwill, to people of goodwill. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. This may suddenly be a stay-at-home kind of holiday weekend, despite your long-ago planned trip to the relatives. the weather is not cooperating. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Hoving says the Great Lakes region may be ground zero for the storm.
If at all possible, folks should consider wrapping up travel plans by Thursday morning because we are expecting snow to move into the region by Thursday evening. And really, Friday is the day things go way downhill.
The count of canceled flights so far today, nearly 500, according to FlightAware.com's misery map. They're racing the storm on Capitol Hill, trying to approve that big year-long federal spending bill and get out of town before the storm hits the Mid-Atlantic. The House Ways and Means Committee is also meeting, trying to decide whether to release to the public years of Donald Trump's tax returns. The Supreme Court last month cleared the way for the possible release. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a piece in the Hill magazine today which says new White House menorah makes history. And it's not the first time they've had a menorah in the White House. As I mentioned, the first time that they had a actual candle lighting for Hanukkah in the White House was under President George W. Bush. President Clinton had gone out to a shopping center in Maryland and lit a menorah. But the candelabra is the first menorah ever to be added to the White House collection. It features wood salvaged from the White House as well as a design based on items ordered by Thomas Jefferson. And the design based on Thomas Jefferson, there's silver bowls that hold the candles. And Jefferson apparently had ordered those items. The creation and then debut of the White House's new menorah comes as a number of incidents targeting Jewish Americans hit a record high in 2021. A menorah is making history at the White House, they write in the Hill. The newly crafted menorah was recently unveiled as part of the Biden White House's seasonal decor that will greet Christmastime visitors and marks a groundbreaking addition to the holiday lineup there. The menorah, poised to be used during the eight-day Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, when it begins on December 18th, it already has begun. We lit two candles last night, It says it was created by the executive residence carpentry shop last year, according to the White House. Okay, that's that's government money. And is it terrible to craft a nativity scene for the White House? I'll tell you a little story. I've been sort of debating about whether to tell the story or not, so Jeremy's looking very uneasy. When my wife and I went to the first Hanukkah party to which we were invited by President Bush, and we went to the White House, it was so lovely. It was such an uplifting occasion. It was a very Jewish occasion. There was care taken by the Bush administration, which was unusual, to have the food strictly kosher. I actually talked to one of the rabbis who was providing a kosher inspection on the food from the Chabad movement of Judaism. And it was just a wonderful occasion, and I had a chance to speak to Laura Bush. And I said to her, I was expecting that I would see that in the East Room when we went through, that there would be the nativity scene that there had, of course, been controversy about, because Laura Bush, being a serious Christian like her husband, had put a nativity scene in the White House. And I said I had heard that it was lovely and that it was, and she said, oh, no, I know that for some of the people who are here tonight, it would be uncomfortable. So she hadn't dismantled it, but it was covered up. And again, does that represent some kind of horrible? It represents a sensitivity and the kind of class that I think was there. The nativity scene was out and in its full splendor for the Christmas party that they had, which was different from the Hanukkah party. Now, I know there are Jewish people who object to that, that think that they should have some kind of mix, but I think it's actually a wonderful tradition. And it's recognizing that Jewish people have been here for a long time in the United States and basically have, I think, made a significant contribution to shaping what is American identity. In the years past, the White House has been on the receiving end of menorahs on loan to use and display during the annual holiday, an official told The Hill. Typically, the Hanukkah lamps that found a temporary home at the White House held special significance or a historical connection to the Jewish community. A 2007 Hanukkah event at the White House included the parents of the murdered journalist Daniel Pearl, along with a menorah that once belonged to the Wall Street Journal reporter's great-grandfather. In 2010, then-President Obama was on hand to light the candles on a stainless steel and brass menorah that was recovered from a Louisiana synagogue damaged by Hurricane Katrina. Last night, they had a rabbi named Walker Citron, that's a hyphenated name, a Reform rabbi who was there in Colleyville, Texas, for a hostage crisis that you may remember. Thank God, one of those crises where no innocent people were killed. The would-be terrorist, I believe, I think he may have been killed. But in any event, he was honored last night. The idea that the other components of the new menorah also received a dose of presidential inspiration, the sterling silver candle cups were influenced by silver tumblers that President Thomas Jefferson ordered for his Virginia home, Monticello, in 1810. The White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged last month an ugly increase in anti-Semitism across the country, saying President Biden is deeply concerned about hate-fueled violence and has taken significant steps to address anti-Semitic violence in America. The White House's new menorah is on display in the Cross Hall. I don't know that part of the White House. But the White House expects to welcome approximately 50,000 visitors during the holiday season. And this is basically a time of year where it seems to me that we can not only recognize America's religious heritage, but recognize the pluralistic nature of America's religious heritage. Because even though the people who founded this country were overwhelmingly Christian, I mean, they were different kinds of Christians. There were Catholics who were crucial in founding what became the state of Maryland. There were Quakers who were crucial in founding the state of Pennsylvania. And then there were Anglicans, what today would be called Episcopalians, who presided over most of the southern states and were the dominant religion there. In the highlands of the southern country, you had Presbyterians, many of them Scots-Irish. And the idea that, yes, all of these religious groups had a very much a common heritage, the fact is that in Europe they'd been killing each other. I mean, the fights in the English Civil War were largely over religion in the 1640s, and obviously you had some of the worst bloodshed in European history between Catholics and Protestants. Here in the United States, the ability to coexist, the ability to honor what President Washington wrote in his letter to the Newport Jewish congregation, to the Savannah Jewish congregation, talking about the ability of every American to enjoy the blessings of liberty under his own vine and fig tree. That, of course, a reference to the prophetic books of the Bible. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael Medved.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, sometimes you want to celebrate, not just because things go spectacularly, because you were rooting for Argentina to win the World Cup, and on penalty kicks they did. It's not just things that represent profound victories. Sometimes it's worth celebrating when disasters don't happen. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was talking a little bit about avoiding a particular disaster that most people don't even know about, but they should. Listen, this is a clip 8.
For the information of senators, we're going to get going on this process today. Members should be ready to vote to lay the omnibus before the Senate as soon as this afternoon. We must finish passing this omnibus before the deadline on Friday when government funding runs out. But we hope to do it much sooner than that because we're mindful that a nor'easter is barreling down the East Coast on Thursday and Friday.
Okay, when he talks about a nor'easter, he's not talking about a metaphor. He's talking about a real storm. And can I say something? I mean, this has just been... this entire idea of government shutdowns and playing politics and posing, everybody knows you're not going to shut down the government or any big part of the government permanently. It's not going to happen. What you need to do is you need to actually improve the operations of government, make them more economical, and they ought to be working on that not just at the last minute, but the entire year round. And that is what I hope the new Republican majority in the House of Representatives will do. But the entire desire of people, and it happens on both sides, to try to use the idea of needing to vote to fund the government, to present a real economic catastrophe with hardships for people. I remember one of the government shutdowns a couple of years ago, a family that's very good friends of ours. They had 4 kids, 3 sons and a daughter, and they had been planning a wonderful trip to several national parks. And they lost their tickets. They lost everything because the national parks were closed because it was during one of the utterly avoidable and pointless government shutdowns. They never work. They always hurt whoever is most blamed for them. So I wish we could put those aside. And meanwhile, I do think that there is a little bit of exaggeration about the significance yesterday of the criminal referrals to the special prosecutor and to the Justice Department about President Trump. For instance, Jake Tapper on CNN, I think, went a little bit over the top when he said this. This is clip one.
At the end of a remarkable, remarkable day.
Unbelievably remarkable, because there has actually never, as in Jake, never ever been a day like this in this country's nearly 250-year history. The House committee making four criminal referrals against a former president. You've got obstructing official proceeding. You've got defrauding the United States, making false statements. And one of the most serious charges there is against anyone, let alone a former president of the United States, aiding or assisting an insurrection.
And at the center of it all, according to the committee, was a man even close aides described as fixated on winning at any cost, even his legacy.
He said something along the lines of, you know, nobody will care about my legacy if I lose. So that won't matter. The only thing that matters is winning.
Somewhere, even Vince Lombardi shaking his head at that one.
Okay, do I believe that this deserves more attention? I think it's gotten a great deal of attention. They interviewed over 1,000 witnesses for the January 6th committee. They found out a lot that is extraordinarily incriminating. But to say that this is the most remarkable day, we've never had a day like this, I mean, it is, again, one of those things where saying that this may not be the most remarkable day in presidential history. What about the day that Richard Nixon resigned and that made history, or the day that Richard Nixon was pardoned? But the notion that people will ask you, where were you when you heard that the January 6th committee made a four charges and criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. You remember where you were and what that meant to you? And it may be exaggerating, I mean, greatly exaggerating the significance of what this was about. Jamie Raskin, one of the leading prosecutors, together with Adam Schiff on the committee, had this to say on NBC, MSNBC, concerning what he thinks the impact will be of the criminal referrals. Listen, clip nine.
We only stated charges where we thought that the evidence was abundant or overwhelming, and we believe that the prosecutors could satisfy easily every element of each of those offenses, and it makes intuitive common sense as well. Interference with a federal proceeding was Donald Trump's entire purpose and plan. Stop the steal meant going in and obstructing our count of the Electoral College vote. Conspiracy to defraud the United States sums up exactly what he wanted to do, which was to exchange a real presidential election with a fake one. They filed all kinds of counterfeit Electoral College certificates, which is filing a false statement. And, of course, he worked to incite an erection.
I think there was a on that note, it's time to review a film that doesn't have that kind of conversation. Well, it's actually about terrible abuse of women and women striking back. We're in a religious settlement based on a true story from Bolivia 20 years ago. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The women in an isolated religious farming colony are subjected to unspeakably brutal rape and abuse, so they gather in a series of endless meetings to discuss how to respond to the sadistic men of their community. In the new film, Women Talking.
Hope for the unknown is good. It is better than hatred of the familiar. We have been preyed upon like animals. Maybe we should respond like animals.
Yeah, but animals don't talk and talk and talk, describing problems that are never actually depicted on screen. Based on a best-selling novel about a real incident in Bolivia, this film is an ordeal for the audience that isn't redeemed by a gifted cast. It's rated a ridiculous PG-13, despite references to violent assault and child abuse that should definitely have brought an R. One star for Women Talking. There's no reason to listen in to this conversation.
Well, I guess one of the reasons would be the fact that it is trying to make a serious run at Oscar consideration, which is one of those things that is difficult for me to imagine. A defeated candidate in recent elections, which we will get to tomorrow, has said that she has now decided her pronouns are going to be I-1. So who are we talking about? We'll talk about that next time on the MedVed Show. We'll also be speaking to Ruben Navarrete, who says that by suspending the end of Title 42, Chief Justice John Roberts has given President Joe Biden an incredibly important Christmas gift. In fact, he thinks it is the Christmas gift that may save the Biden administration from total collapse and an immigration disaster. We will talk about that next time. We'll also speak with columnist E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post, who says that progressives are losing the debate on a series of cultural issues because they have not defined those issues properly. Could it be that they're just wrong on those issues? We will explore that and much more concerning, well, the future and the joys of the holiday season in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.